I just want to say that I'm mad that I had to stop playing this game.
Me too.
Oh, I see. I was like, why did you have to stop playing? Duh. I can totally understand that because I did not have to stop playing and I played the entire thing in one sitting.
Without Dramamine?
Without what?
Dramamine? I almost had to stop because...
Dramamine?
Yes.
Right? No!
Yeah.
No.
When Molly was a sea monster, couldn't quite get that slithering tentacle thing to do what I wanted, and I was getting big time.
Oh, got you.
Because you would push the thing forward, and you wouldn't go forward, and my body says you should be going forward because you're pushing the stick forward. You know.
I thought I was going to puke on that that swing set.
Yeah, that too. That was a little...
I didn't have any puking issues.
Me either.
Thanks.
God bless you.
That's good.
You guys are all lucky. Yeah. If
I
don't get
hurt, I think it also has to do with the speed of it.
Mm.
Because, you know, this slow walking kind of is... I think my brain, at least, is wanting to go a little faster. So the slow walking kind of starts it off. And then when you want to move and the game doesn't move, that really starts to screw up my ear. I don't know. It's weird because I play Elder Scrolls, which is, you know, first person all the time. I never usually have any kind of issue with that.
Well, since we've started talking about the game, let's start talking about the game.
There you go.
Let's get this going.
As we sidestep into that, yeah.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
All right.
Everyone stopped right after Walter, right after we stopped Walter's story? Oh my gosh. Totally believe you, Stanton. That was a totally believable sure. That was your first... So what did you guys think so far about, without getting into too specifics, general ideas about the game so far?
I think it's great.
Enjoying it? I guess Michelle and Mason are enjoying it because they're upset that I made them stop.
No, this one was great. This one was really, really well done. The pacing on it's really good. I really like the way that it gives you the words in the background or of the scene.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you hit certain points. I like that it's integrated visually. And I like this journey that it's taken us on.
Yes.
This family tree kind of thing is a nice way to explore.
Yes.
And it's pretty. It's really pretty. I like all of the little details and I like that. I like the little trick that, you know. So did everybody at least, when they see the music box?
Yes.
You know, turn it just enough to get it pop out, and then walk away.
Yep. Oh yeah.
And you know, keep going for some reason, or was it even possible?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask tonight. Is like, did anybody on their first shot keep going?
Yeah, see, I didn't, I'm curious about that, but I like that it makes you go back to that. It's like, oh, there's an extra thing to do. It's like, that maybe you could have accidentally stumbled upon if you were that kind of a gamer.
Right. You know? I did not. I just turned it just a little bit, and I was like, oh, it's a music box. Haha. You know, that's really cute. Mm-hmm. And then I moved on.
Yeah.
I like the variety, like all of the, it almost variety. Feels like they're all the variety of game styles. Barbara being straight out of a comic book, Tales from the Crypt style. Mm-hmm. When we were playing Molly, just being able to be like an owl or a tentacle monster eating humans, and then
or to a cat.
Yeah, with Cat. Yeah, it's just, you know, that's not something I would seek out in a game. Like, ooh, I want to play a game where I can play an owl and eat rabbits, you know.
Or humans.
Or humans. I didn't really choose that, but it ate me, and it was fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, anybody right. agree with I had a speculation. It's like, the second she took the holly berry, I said, oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, so I just assumed that she was tripping balls when she was doing all that.
I know, she's like eating them, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure those are either poisonous yeah. or just really not that good for you.
Yeah. So do you guys, that's a good thing to bring up. Like, do you guys think that it was just, I mean, because she was a kid, that it was just her imagination and she was just writing down what she was, just the story that she was coming up with? Or do you think that it was supposed to mean something,
I was reading a few theories on this, and...
Oh, there you go.
So, yep. Basically,
boy.
Like, what people are saying is because she got locked in her room without any dinner, that she was eating all this stuff around her house, around her room, and probably inadvertently poisoned herself. Which mm-hmm. led to hallucinations of, you know, being a cat and an owl and a shark and the sea monster.
And then did she die after that?
Yeah, and then she pretty much died after that.
They all died, Michelle.
Spoilers. Everybody's dead.
I was like, you know.
But yeah, I mean, it makes sense because she was locked in her room without any food. She was hungry, so she was searching out stuff to eat. And, you know, I don't think the toothpaste and the holly berries and who knows what else she ate, it probably just did not.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Wow.
And that was her last entry in the diary, and she just sort of, like, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like she was writing her hallucinations out at that point.
That totally, yeah, that seems legit. Yeah, like that totally makes it fit in with what we've played so far, you know, in that, you know, it's all about kind of like how these people died.
Yeah, we're getting explanations. Like that was the only one that really
horrible,
didn't matter. Yeah.
These horrible, like, you know, things. And then you kind of go to Molly, you know, Molly's story is the first one you hit. And it's kind of, to me, because I didn't pick up on that, I was like, I don't really see how this kind of fits in with everything else, because I was thinking that she was just making up a story and just writing it down and just being like, oh, you know, then I was a shark and then I was this.
I will say, though, that the one thing that really stood out to me with Molly's story was when you were walking around, you had the perspective of a child.
Yeah.
Like you go into the bathroom and you can barely see over the sink.
Yeah.
You go over to the desk and it's like, you know, that just kind of like really puts you into the perspective of this person.
Yeah.
And it was such a tiny little thing, but it was so much more immersive to be like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this game does that well.
Yeah, at first I thought, you know, Molly's going to buy it by chasing the bird off a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she falls into the ocean and turns into a shark, and it's like, oh, okay.
Frank's like, okay, I don't know where this is going.
We're just
going
to go with this, okay.
At first we started to freak out because we're like, wait a minute, their cat's name was Molly. We're like, has she been trapped as a cat this whole time? And then you shark, and you're like, no, I guess not.
It's like, darn. Yeah. Yeah, at first I was, I had trouble. Yeah, that makes complete sense. That's awesome. That's a good, I like it. I like that theory. Because, like, again, and then, like, the first time, because I actually played... I think I played Molly's story when I was demoing the game at PAX, and or I was watching. I was watching someone play Molly's story, and to me, with what was going, like, I almost was wondering if it was kind of like a metaphor for something that happened to her, like that she was, I mean, this is the first thing that my mind went to, I guess, because it was just, I don't know, but because I've read books and stuff that, you know, the kids that go through this, like a really traumatic experience will, you know, they kind of, I don't know, they put like, you know, word metaphors with it, but, you know, I was like, well, you know, well, what, did someone kill her? Did someone molest her? Did, you know, and so I was trying to put metaphors in with what she was turning into and like the, what she was saying with her words. But then I kind of just got lost and just kind of, you know, my mind wandered. I was like, I don't know. That's too much for my mind to handle. So I moved on with the game, but no, I like that. I like that explanation. I like that. It's sad, but I like it.
Yeah.
What'd we go after Mom?
Depressing.
So, does this game progress in a certain order? Did everyone encounter Molly?
I think so. Molly was first for everyone, right? Yeah,
I think it's pretty linear as
it's
to...
It's pretty progressive, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it forces you on the path.
Yeah.
I don't really think there's any way of diverging from person to person, because it's kind of set up in a way that you need to go to this one to get to the next one.
Yeah. Because even though you can see the doors, you can go up to the doors, to different rooms, you know, but you can't really access them until you do the progression of, like, finding certain items or finding certain doors, and I just don't think things are open to you until you come to that point.
Okay. I don't remember. Where did we go after Molly?
After Molly was Barbara's story, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was Odin.
Odin, oh, right. Replaced from the original house that sank.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his was right. Just basically, his was just, like, narrated, basically.
Yeah.
I can't think of the thing. What do you call it? The Kodak, it's not an Instamatic. I can't think of what the thing it was called. I used to have one when I was a kid. I doubt a few people had them.
Oh, the viewfinder.
Viewfinder, there you go.
The viewfinder.
Yeah.
She's got it. Yeah, that was
Kodak.
Fun.
Frank's trying to think of, like, the original name or, you know, you're trying
to... They were neat, by the way. They were. They were stereoscopic viewfinders.
Yep, and they were cool.
Oh,
there we go. We got it.
The Viewmasters.
Viewmasters,
there you go. Good job.
I appreciated that change of style. You know, after playing as Molly, I was like, oh... I'm not sure if I'm ready for another tentacle immersive game.
No, it was really cool. I kind of, like, that's kind of, because I think this game is available in 3D, isn't it? I thought it was. Okay,
so
it should be.
Really should be, and I looked this up, and the developer had said, when they started this game, the Oculus was not even a thing.
Yeah.
And they don't currently have any plans of making a VR version.
Yeah.
But basically, like, never say never type of thing.
Right.
So.
Right. That's understandable. I can get that. And they can always
Sure if someone threw enough money at them that they would implement that feature into the game.
Sure. Sure.
A horror movie alone would do it for Barbara's scene. Mm. It'd be like, you want to let me get killed by an axe murderer? I'm sure.
I really liked how they integrated the comic and where you played in the comic.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that was really neat. They changed the entire, you know, the way, the setting of the game. So that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
Almost went into a, what you would call it, the Telltale game.
Yeah, it did. It reminded me of that, especially of The Wolf Among Us.
Yes.
Style.
And a ton of Tales from the Crypt. Like, I had to look up the actor for the pumpkin guy because he sounded so much like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Yeah, that was so good. And then they had the song Straight Out of Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they must have paid for the licensing or something, because I was like, yeah.
That was authentic.
Yeah. Barbara's story was definitely my favorite, and I don't even like horror stuff, but I really like that style.
Which is, I mean, I was going to bring this up. Oh, sorry, Steph. Go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to say, I was going off of what Michelle said. I like the style. It was probably, and I'll say out of the ones that we played so far in the first half, it was probably the story that I least connected to.
I have to agree. And it was the story that I kind of wanted it to be over sooner than later.
Yes.
I don't know if it was just because the overall story was just kind of creeping me out, mm-hmm. or if it was like the art style that was distracting me, or if it was just the flow of it, because it got to the point where, can I just be done with this so I can move on? Because I felt like I was stuck in this thing, and I just wanted it to be done so I could continue. I don't know. It's just, it was really weird, because it was just, I don't know. It just, it did nothing for me.
Stanton did not like it. No, mark I it didn't. Down. He was like, I just wanted it to be over.
Well, I can understand. It kind of, I mean, I like the genre. I really thought it was neat how they put the comic book in there, and, but I mean, I can agree where it was kind of aimless at some point.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I guess I was just expecting it to just be a narration in cel-shaded 3D form and not really have any interaction, and then then there's all this interaction. It's like, all right, can we just, like, I'm not feeling this at all. Let's just move on.
Yeah, and I think I kind of agree with that, is that I dug it when it was the comic book. When it was kind of taking me panel by panel, I was like, oh, well, this is kind of cool. I kind of like this. But then I think what lost me is that Stanton drives away.
Yeah.
I think what lost me is when it puts you into the story and you're playing it, it kind of threw me off. And I was kind of like, oh, okay. And I think, like, it was just how it – because, like, okay, so maybe – you guys, again, can help me untangle the webs like you did with Molly's story. Like, I don't really understand. So, I mean, surely, I mean, she wasn't killed by a monster mob. So what happened to her?
So, again, with what people are saying on the internets, basically...
Was it her fans?
Yeah, so...
Did her boyfriend kill her?
So... There were a few things. One of them said that because she was invited to that convention, that all of her fans dressed up as monsters and, like, surprised her, and she, like, died of shock or something.
Oh.
There's another one that they're saying that the boyfriend might have, like, accidentally or inadvertently killed her, because I think the police had said that he was a person of interest in her death.
And he was never found. Like, he was never seen again. The story that we set out at the end.
So the whole thing with, like, the ear kind of, like...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of threw me off. And I'm like, well, this is a sort of a hanging thread here that they don't really, you know... If all we found is the ear, then we really know that Barbara's dead.
What's the ear? Like, Like, what does that have to... What is that a metaphor for?
Exactly.
My logic to monsters. Just let the monsters kill her. Yeah. I'm okay with that. It doesn't have to be anything more than that.
Yeah, if they don't really resolve it, I mean, it's like, I would have preferred to find a bloody body than just an ear, you know?
Yeah.
Because the ear sort of just, like, leaves it like, well, what happened?
Well, and they're all, I mean, and I'll say, because it doesn't give anything away, but, like, the rest of them are kind of, like, they keep the endings very open. And I'm guessing for interpretation purposes like this, so that you can be, like, you know, none of the other stories that I can remember, I mean, maybe there's one or two, but, like, they don't give you an exact, like, this is what happened to this person.
Well,
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that they leave it kind of ambiguous, too, as to what is the cause of death because of the supposedly, like, the family's cursed because,
like
of, all
curse.
These, because of all these weird deaths. So it feels like they're almost leaving that open-ended and ambiguous because they're trying to shroud it in mystery of, is this really the curse or is it just they had bad luck and had a weird way of dying and, you know, type of stuff like that. So
Which I kind of like because especially playing it with other people, it's a good discussion point. And I enjoy kind of ambiguous. I mean, you know, my favorite show is Lost. So I enjoy ambiguity. I don't need everything answered for me. But,
exactly. And it adds to the mystery of, like, is this a curse or are they just completely unlucky or, you know, type of stuff. So.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think. Because I kind of wondered with Barbara, I was like, you know, I kind of went with what you saw on the internet. Was like, I was like, well, I think maybe her, I was like, well, I can't see, like, why would her fans kill her? I didn't think about the whole dying of shock. I do think that maybe the boyfriend did it or did it by accident or did it on purpose. You know, like, I don't know. Like, who knows? But no one knows. But, Yeah. So, Michelle, you're sticking with the monsters, did it?
Yes. Yeah.
She's like buzzing in like on Jeopardy.
Yes. She didn't think of she.
That's correct, Alex.
What is Monster Squad? Is anybody else reading the books?
What?
Wait, what books?
Books? Reading all the titles of the books.
I was like, reading some of them,
awesome. But I think, what, Edie is the one that's in the cook, because there's a ton of books, and I'm like...
That would be awesome if there was, like, a tag-along book series to read along with the game.
Oh, goodness.
No, I like all of Odin's supernatural books.
Yes, and he actually, didn't he write one, I think? I thought I saw one that was, like, his.
Yes,
was
an author. He did. He did, yes.
His name on it's like, that's cool.
But with a name like Odin, you better write a book.
I'm kidding.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to talk about how, going back to Odin with the house, like, you know, just being like, I'm going to, what, he was trying to sell it? Like, he took it out in the ocean to bring it over, right?
Yeah, I couldn't, was he bringing it over from Sweden?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's incredibly brave or incredibly
unfortunately,
stupid.
Unfortunately, like just feet away, like feet from wherever he was taking it, like it's off the shore of the island, pretty much. Which is kind of sad. Poor Odin. He tried. You know, but that's actually something. I don't know if they brought them over from. I have heard of it happening, but I'm only going from my experience of watching Smallville. In Smallville, the TV series, which is amazing, Lex Luthor's character, his dad, brought pieces of their castle to Kansas from overseas, but it was like with a helicopter or something, not with a boat.
Yeah, you would read stories about how people.
But I have heard people, I have
incredibly
heard
rich people,
like,
having a castle broken down or a house broken down, and then rebuilt over here,
bringing it over,
not intact.
But not Odin. Odin was like,
Odin was, he went for the glory.
We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, guys. Yeah. Well, good for. What is this picture? It's the bird. The picture of the bird on the door.
Yeah, there's the book on the left by Odin.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Mysteries of Death and Thereafter.
Can I just say that I loved the bird? Like, I loved that bird on that door. I was like,
isn't that cute?
So cool.
Oh,
yeah.
So
I love the bird too.
I forgot to mention this at the start, but was anyone bothered by how kind of immaculate the house was? In the fact of no one has been there in 10 years?
Right?
Yeah, right? A distinct lack of, like, maggots.
It's like there's still, like, uneaten food on the plates, and they're perfectly fine.
Yeah. I mean,
the number of plates, I'm looking at the number of plates, and I'm like, is this a diner?
Yeah.
No, it's just that
nobody needs this, like, many plates.
If they had a million rooms, Frank. Yeah.
But I mean, it's like there was no dust or, like, mold or anything. No, like, the house was immaculate.
The house is a testament of a time long past, untouched by dust and mold.
Yeah.
Obviously cursed.
Obviously. I mean, haven't you ever heard of the curse of no dust or mold anywhere in your house? Can I have that curse, please? Someone, that door frame right there, and the door frame with the books going all around it made me a nervous wreck. Like, I knew nothing was going to happen. I knew the books weren't going to fall off of that bookshelf that's surrounding the door. But I was like, it made me nervous is the bad is not the right word. It made me want to organize, like, nothing in my life. Like, I was like, I need to organize those books. They are a mess. They are just all over the place.
Nice.
Does anybody, really catch the bird cages in Edith's room? Edie's room?
Touch the what?
Bird cages. Yeah, with all the memorials to all the little animals.
Yeah,
there's a snake in there.
Yeah, I saw the snake.
Like, that is not a bird.
I'm like, wow.
That's what happened to all the birds.
I was getting a little psycho vibe there.
it was pictures of birds, right? Because she was
with candles and from in 2 years for all of them.
I loved Edie's room. Edie's room was just amazing. I was just looking at everything. All the pictures, I was looking at all the paintings, so she's a painter, so there were just paintings everywhere in that room.
Murals stuff, didn't you?
Well, yes, I loved the entire room. I was like, I want this to be my room. Like, it was just so, it was, I mean, other than the weird bird cages with the bird portraits in them. I don't need any of that. I don't need that kind of mental baggage. Edith's room was probably one of the rooms that I spent the most time in. I was like, I want this to be 3D so I can just, like, look at things, like, closer. I want to take a closer look. But yeah.
I was thinking to myself as I was getting through these bedrooms, it's like, all right, nothing for nothing. Maybe they're cursed, but these are really some neat bedrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have loved this bedroom as a kid.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, with the brothers or the twins with the spaceship on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's totally cool.
Yeah. Which is a little farther ahead than where I told you to stop. But.
No.
No.
What? Right?
No, Sam's before.
Before? Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Older Sam is where you stop. I feel like the cooler the bedroom is, like, the sadder the story's about to be.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And then I was starting to think, all right, so who's making all the memorials in the bedrooms?
Yeah, I think it was Edie.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Think it was Edie?
No,
something is revealed later on.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Okay.
It's Edie. Right.
Spoilers.
Okay, we're going with
Edie. It's a spoiler. Right.
But that was, that was one of the things crossing my mind as I was getting farther and farther down the road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I
thought even, like, approaching the house, I was like, this house, looking at the house from the outside, I was like, this house looks frightening.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that it could fall, like, topple over at any second.
Yep.
And also, it looks incredibly amazing. Like, I want to go inside.
Yeah.
Stanton, I'm going to say a word. Tell me if it's a spoiler or not, but something just hit me when Steph mentioned the house. Winchester. Is that a spoiler?
I don't think so.
You all know what the, well, maybe you don't. What the,
are you talking about, are we supernatural talking
Yeah.
The the Winchester house out in, God, there is an actual Winchester house.
Oh, the gun maker, the...
Yes. Oh, and it's in San Jose.
She was convinced she was being haunted by all the ghosts of the people her husband's gun had killed. Yeah. And some psychic told her that as long as the house was not finished, the ghost would leave her alone.
Oh, my gosh, I've heard about this. I've learned about this.
So there are rooms you can't even get into. There's stairways to nowhere.
This was in a history book. Like, it never ceases to amaze me that this story was in a history book that I had in school.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember what class, but I know it was in a history book. And I was like, well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's really. It's very cool. But, yeah.
Wow.
But that theory sort of almost flashed into my head.
Yeah,
maybe
Sven
is keeps building onto the house because...
Yeah later. Well, but, I mean, the purpose of building onto the house was because of the new generation. And it, it's not really a spoiler, but it gets explained later on in the game.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay.
It does. All right,
no problem.
Yeah.
Poor Walter.
Ugh. Yeah, wow. So, Walter was the one who was under the bed when Barbara got killed?
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, something broke.
Yeah.
And then he just went, like, he tunneled? Or they built him a tunnel? And he lived in a fallout shelter in the basement?
Yeah, a little bunker.
With a brain tunnel that may or may not have actually gone places?
Well, that's what they insinuated, that he finally decided, screw it, I'm tired of eating peaches every day. And, you know, just waiting for whatever got Barbara to come get me.
Yeah, so he said,
screw it, I'm just going to, whatever comes, happens.
Yeah, he was basically trying to hide out from the curse.
Yes.
And then got fed up with waiting 30 years the way he's been living, so then he just decides to knock down the wall and see where life takes him.
As I noticed the postcards and things, and I wasn't sure, like, I followed the train tracks and they ended at the ocean, but I didn't know which direction they went the other way, you know, like, if he actually got to travel.
I don't think you could have turned around at that point.
Okay. So, did he get to travel?
Can what?
You all think that he got to travel?
No.
No,
I mean, I think that he was down the bunker. And he kept talking about, like, in his journals or, he was talking that he kept hearing the rumbling, like, and it was...
I don't know if it was noon or midnight, yeah.
Right, it was the same time every day that he heard, like, that, the shaking, and he thought it was, what, a monster?
Yeah, a monster coming to get him.
But it was the train.
Yeah.
It was the train he was hearing.
Yeah, we missed that book somehow. Like, we ended up continuing, and then we couldn't go back, so.
Oh. Okay. Oh, you didn't get a story at all?
No, not at all.
That's okay. I'm just going to replay it.
Yeah.
We're just
it's very interesting. I mean, it's sad and depressing, but, it's just, because it shows him just down there in the bunker, just, like, and it kind of takes you, like, a day, and you can kind of see like a little bit of passing of time, and he was down there for years, and he kept talking about, he was like, there's a rumbling, there's a darkness outside that I hear this rumbling, and and he thought it was monsters outside, like, trying to come get him, or and so he was like, I'm just going to stay in here, I'm not going to go outside. And then eventually he was like, I can't take it. I can't, I have to. Or no, I think it stopped because the train stopped running. So he was like, he was saying that the rumbling hadn't happened for a long time.
So there could have been a train to his freedom out there the whole time, and then it stopped before he got to take it? Something like that?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, God, that's evil. That is just evil.
Yeah.
Very and Twilight so, Zone.
Yeah, so by the time, the, yeah, so by the time the he left... And stepped out.
This is very Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Was anybody, I got, right around where I got to Walter, I'm like, Boy, I mean, this is a very, very enjoyable story, very enjoyable game, but this would make a great movie.
Wow. I could see it. I could yeah. see it.
With all the flashbacks and all the, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, either reading stories or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I always...
They're following Molly and her little stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, it gives you the idea that she, you know, it would I guess there would be some more reveals than you would really, than the game gives you, you know, some more definitive answers, or maybe not, who knows.
Yeah.
Might work better as a miniseries.
Yeah.
Like 6 feet under. Like every person, every kid's death is like an episode.
Yeah.
Wow. It'd be very cheery and very dramatic, that's for sure.
Very dramatic. Did anybody actually watch that series? That was
a long time ago.
Yeah, it's very mixed emotions when you start watching episodes because it's like every episode starts with someone dying.
Did you say six?
6 feet under.
6 feet under. I've actually kind of forgot about that show.
Mm-hmm.
At the time it was on, I wasn't in, like, I was just like, that wasn't something I was interested in. But, and was it on, it was on a...
HBO.
Yeah, HBO. See, I didn't have HBO growing up. I was still a teenager.
That's true.
Stanton is buzzing his sweater to get the, you know, to get the
fills off.
Balls off of it.
Yeah, the washing machine that goes on forever.
Oh,
that was relatively short for it this time.
You got one of those washing machines that has the mystery signals that aren't really telling you anything?
No, this one tells you when it's done, but it's like, it really like decides how long the buzzer goes off. Sometimes it's like 30 seconds. Sometimes it's really short, so, you know.
It just has a mind of its own, it sounds like. It wants to do its own thing. Yeah, so far, so good.
So after, gosh, we did the twins?
Right.
And now we're coming back into the twin who survived, who's older. That's at the end of Walters, right? That's Sam, is it, I think?
Calvin. Is it Calvin? The twins were what, Sam and Calvin?
Now, who was it? Was it Sam that was on the swing?
Yes.
No, it was Gus.
Oh.
Gus was on the swing.
Okay. I'm all confused now.
Are we sure? Because I thought one was the space twin and the photographer. And well,
the outdoorsy guy, I think, was the photographer, right?
That was Edith's mother's father.
Wow.
Well, he gave the camera to the one.
Yeah, so it was Odin, and then it was Calvin. Okay, it was Calvin, and then Barbara, and then Walter.
Hey, hold on, if I see the... I'm trying to pull up the...
And then Sam is after Walter.
But and isn't Sam Calvin's?
I think so.
Because when they were swinging, the one son was taking photographs.
There is family tree. All right, the family. Oh, I don't want to bring up spoilers. Very beginning. Come on.
Yeah, so Calvin and Sam were brothers.
Okay.
I don't necessarily know. Were they twins? Yeah. I think so.
Yes, Calvin and Sam, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Walter, Sam, Calvin, Barbara, and Molly were all from Edie, right?
I believe so.
Yes.
I think the thing that bothered me the most was that they said that after Calvin died, Sam still had to stay in that bedroom for like the next 7 years.
Mm-hmm. With that rope.
With the rope across it.
Oh, God, yeah. That's like, oh, jeez.
Bad. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That family, the Finches were a very interesting group of people.
They're just like, here, share this hack with your dead brother. Cool? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Here, you can stare at the material remains of your dead twin.
Wow.
Messed up. Even if they aren't cursed, they're still pretty messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to come up normal on that, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus when your mom is sealing up bedroom doors and
your grandma is putting holes in them.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's true. You got barely room to walk from all the books.
And so many books.
That those books are hiding passageways. Like,
some of them are, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah. What else is back there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, one thing that really, I mean, that's one thing that really kind of knocked me out with this game was the attention to detail with all of the stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, they could have easily have made this like a bare bones walking simulator, which we've played some to where there wasn't, I mean, even though you can't interact with it, like it's still, you know, sometimes there's just nothing, like it's just a table with nothing on it or a desk with like maybe, you know, one
for the same 30 books on the shelf
and a pen. But like there is just so much, you know, they definitely spend a lot of time making these objects and just, you know, putting versions of them everywhere just to make it look like like the space was lived in. And not just by one person, but you could almost see like the entire family. You're just like, yeah, it looks like several generations were here. Like, yeah, just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Like, on that attention to detail, I mean, that pink shag carpet in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Everything is really detailed. Like, those white plastic chairs, you could find at any Walmart ever.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but...
And it's just the sheer volume of pictures and...
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the pictures are different. There's no repeats. There's no...
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all unique.
Yeah.
No, I mean, obviously the books repeat. But they're germane to whatever room you're in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. That's one thing that really stuck out to me. I was like, I feel like people have lived here. Like, I feel like I'm actually going through a house that people have lived in, not just
and died.
Died. Yeah. The Great Finches.
It's a really great game.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Was Everybody's Gone to the Rapture?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played that, yeah.
That one was really good, and I was trying not to compare this one to that because it was really, really excellent. But they're both really great in different ways. And
Yeah.
Yeah, this reminded me a lot of Gone Home. I don't know if anyone played that.
That's another one, along with, the Rapture one.
Because it's just like you and a house and you're discovering what happened.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this game was a lot more polished and a lot... The visuals were a lot more beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that they had a bigger budget than Gone Home did as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The guy who did the soundtrack worked on the Fargo TV show or the movie. Yeah, they actually hired some pretty big name people to work on this one.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
To say that they had a good budget.
Yeah. For sure.
That music puts me to sleep, just like, every time I played it, I passed out. I was like, no!
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, but I think it's just it's the kind of music that's just to keep you kind of calm, you know, and it's not meant to like excite or to get you, you know, riled up or anything. But it's just, you know,
it's very good.
Yeah, just this kind of ambience.
I can't. I have no defense against it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm curious, Michelle. I guess you guys went downstairs after you went into the basement, and then you went past the refrigerator, or?
No, we went through the fridge because we went through Walter's area.
Oh. But it just didn't look at the book.
We didn't look at the book.
Oh.
We went back and we left the area.
We saw the book, and it's like. But, oh, there's this thing to do. Which one do we do so we get both? I think we picked the wrong one.
Got it.
Or something
womp,
like
womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you read the book and then you can continue going where you were trying to go to.
So. Yeah, it would have been nice to have that clue that...
It's true. Well, from now on, when you see a book, look at it.
Yeah.
I keep thinking it's like mist, you know, like I'm going to fall into the book.
Oh, okay.
Transported somewhere.
There's like,
no people and no
sound.
But
if you take a look, Michelle, it's in a book.
Oh, God.
Yes,
you got me.
Some reason, that has been in my head all day today. I was at work making board books, and all of a sudden I was like, take a look, it's in a book.
What the heck is that from?
Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Oh, thank God I never had that.
Frank missed it.
What do you mean, thank God you've never had that?
Best thing ever.
It's not a disease, Frank.
But don't take my word for it.
It's not a
oh. Oh, wait a second. Is this like Amway or something?
Well, guys, the more you know. Ooh, shoot
it out. The more you know, yeah.
Wow.
I was back in the, I'm only a bill on Capitol Hill.
Oh.
Exactly where my mind went to.
Yes. Hey, I've seen that. I know that. I know that reference, Frank.
There you go.
I'm cool.
Scholastic Rock or something. I forget what it's called.
Scholastic Rock?
Or something. I forget what it was called.
Schoolhouse Rock?
Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you.
Frank.
Very close.
I should not know that, and then you do not. You're the one that referenced it.
I know. I can't, you know. Well, it's
Frank.
Like a faulty wiring. You know what I'm saying.
Reading Rainbow.
Oh, my Lord.
For posting that. Frank, you need to, like, listen to this.
Oh, boy.
Now,
talk about cheesy graphics.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So to fully experience this, Frank, you need to listen to this song every day for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Didn't they pass a law against that in the Geneva Convention?
No.
Oh, it just got kickstarted. It's back.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They didn't cover this, Frank. They didn't cover Reading Rainbow at the Geneva Convention.
Oh, God. It is a tour. I would imagine it is one of those. This is right waterboarding.
You got this. As I said, listen to it to get the full experience. Listen to it at least 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, once a day for the next 3 years.
Okay.
You'll be singing it, too, in about 20 years.
I'll just keep sending it to you randomly on Facebook.
And you'll be more literate.
Mm-hmm.
It'll pop into your head, kind of like the song off of the Lamb Chop Show.
That's another one.
That's enough. Nope.
The song.
Nope. Can't hear you. Sorry, can't do it.
I really date you all, Captain Kangaroo.
Something goes on and on, my friend.
Don't remember.
Some people started singing it, and then they didn't
know
what it was. But now they will continue singing forever just because. Why? There you go.
There you go.
It's a song that never ends.
Fine. I was more of a Mr. Rogers guy.
I want Mr. Rogers. Nice sweater. Oh, yeah. Guys, San Diego Comic-Con is this weekend. Live stream everywhere.
I know.
Stay in the know. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know, but, you know.
I'm telling you, I've never been to a Comic-Con.
What?
Frank? I've never been to a Comic-Con.
I'm sorry. I didn't. Please repeat that again slowly.
Transmission Garbled, repeat.
I didn't quite. It sounded.
I've never been to a Comic-Con.
You've never been to a Comic-Con.
No, never been.
Frank.
But I've seen pictures.
No, that's not what you've seen pictures. Oh my gosh, that's not even.
All I'm saying is there is a fortune to be made for portable seating devices.
Portable what?
Portable seating! My God, they make these people stand everywhere. I'm like, jeez.
The lines. You just have to prep yourself a few weeks before. You have to just start standing all the time.
Oh my God.
It's fine. Standing and walking everywhere. Yeah, bring folding chairs.
I'm sure, they don't let you do that, I'm sure. But...
Frank, I have seen, you know what, Frank?
Bring folding chairs, okay.
I have seen people, they make stools that have wheels on them that you can roll around with you. Like, you can fold up the stool. I've seen people, I was already saying something, but I'm not going to want to watch my words. I've seen people walking down the street with these, like, folded up stools that have wheels so they can just, like, roll it in front of them. So not only is it a portable seating device, it's also something that helps you to get some balance there.
Wow.
As you're walking.
That's interesting. Or the sit pack, that's interesting. Well, I think we should open a franchise at each Comic-Con.
No. Here's something that will make...
Sell them out.
Here's something that would make a lot of money, and we can sell your your chairs there as well, Frank, is to have, like, a table of cosplay, like, kits to help you if something happens to your cosplay.
Oh, okay. A roaming fixer-upper.
They usually will have cosplay emergency room type of things where...
Oh, maybe these, what?
There'll be a room where they'll have, like, sewing supplies and stuff like that to repair a costume.
Well, that's nice. I've never seen anything like that, but...
That's because you don't look.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Shot fired.
Man, shot fired.
Yeah, Steph's looking for the hot glue patrol.
Because I know, with Anime Boston, they have like a cosplay. What do they call it? Triage like area or something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, styrofoam down. Styrofoam down.
Yeah. Very handy. They're very
clean. Well, that's perfect then. I'm glad they have them. I would prefer, and it's nice that it's free. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about making money off of something, which kind of makes me sound horrible. But, you know, I.
Opportunist.
That's nice. That's nice that they're there. Very nice. Well, how about this? How about snack tables? There are no snack tables at these things.
That's another one, yeah.
Which I'm guessing is because they want to make money.
Yeah.
You know, the convention center wants to make money, but sometimes you can find like the random person like selling cookies or like brownies, you know. I'm always like a moth to a flame with those people. I'm like, oh, snacks, thank you.
Gotta watch out what state you're buying those brownies in.
Good night, Frank.
I'm saying good night to Michelle.
Good night to Michelle. Yeah, I was like, man, Frank's out. Good night.
No. That's what I was gonna say. I guess. Either in Newark, I don't think so much in New Orleans, but I think I've seen pictures of them in Key West and other places like that. Like the bars on wheels.
Where
you have like eight people sitting around the thing and they all turn the wheels and
they have
like
We've got that one here.
They had those somewhere. Where was I that they had those? It was a party. It was like a party trolley.
Yep.
Was it in New York? It must have been New York. Had to have been. I haven't been anywhere else. And I haven't seen them in Boston. So.
Or you could master the unicycle. And that's your seat and your transportation for the day.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Go for the unicycle. All right. Well, I guess...
We have veered off the road.
We veered way off course and have now crash landed into talk about unicycles and wheels on, I mean, seats on wheels and portable bars. That's just how this is going. But no, I'm definitely going to try and hook up some live streaming of. There's always stuff announced at San Diego Comic-Con. Always.
Yep.
Hopefully it's not another more. Hopefully it's not like more stupid. I mean, I don't know. I'm getting to my plateau. Now Wonder Woman was amazing. I'm getting to my plateau of not caring about superhero movies. Yes, I've seen those. Oh, gosh, must have been New York City.
Can you see tooling around at a Comic-Con?
Did I what?
God, that's funny.
That would be great. You could make a fortune.
Oh, you could make a fortune. You'd have people. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Gosh. Yeah, it must have been New York that I saw them. But, yeah. Yeah, you would definitely make a fortune. And it looked exactly like that, too. Yeah. But I still have to see the new Spider-Man. I've heard nothing but good things about the new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. It's good.
Have you seen it, Stanton?
Yeah.
See, I was waiting for people, but these people are never going to... Like, they're like, oh, yeah, thanks for waiting. But then, like, they never... You know, I'm like, hey, let's go. They're like, oh, I got stuff to do. And I'm like, oh, jeez. I'm just going to go and see it myself.
Pirate Code.
What did you say?
Pirate Code. Those who fall behind, stay behind.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I can't wait. If I wait for you, I'll be waiting for, like, months. No, yep. Thanks. It'll be out on, like, Netflix by the time you're ready to go. No.
Be in the bargain bin on the DVDs already.
For real. It's been
at Walmart somewhere.
My roommate's like, she's like, yeah. She's like, I pick up, like, you can find, like, $3 DVDs at Target. And I'm like, well, why am I buying DVDs?
Yeah, that's going the way of the dodo. Yes.
That's like...
Blu-rays only.
Yeah.
Blu-rays or 4K UHD Blu-rays or whatever now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see.
I don't know. I think 4K is going to go the way of the laser disc.
Even just regular Blu-rays. Well, it's not going to be digital after a while. They're not going to.
Yeah.
They're not going to even, because it only makes sense money-wise for them to, you know, I mean, if they're going to make them and no one buys them because they can just, you know, buy it digitally, like through Vudu for... You know,
right?
It's not gonna, you know.
Now to be fair, I've never seen a 4K display, so I can't say it's, you know. But I just can't imagine it being currently worth what they're charging for a 4K TV.
I mean, unless you're doing something like, I mean, but you could even do, you know, digital 3D movies. You know, if you have the right television for it.
Yeah. Has anybody seen a 4K display?
I've seen the display, but at a store.
Right, so you...
That's about it.
Yeah. We've got a 4K TV, but we don't have anything to play 4K on, so we still don't...
Oh, okay. All right.
We still don't know yet.
Well, I look forward to your review.
Yeah, you'll have to report
for for the new PlayStation. That'll do it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
True, though. What? Yeah, the new one, they're going to have 4K support, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's us. Right. We'll review it for you, and we'll let you know.
Right. Please do.
I would trust you as a competent source to give me the updated.
Stop licking the floor. What are you doing?
Excuse me?
Wow. That descended quickly.
It's a dog, guys. The dog is dog sitting.
Dogs tend to do that. Right. You're right.
Yeah.
And this just made Stanton's night.
He was looking the floor.
Did you spill something? Or?
I know. I don't know what he's doing.
My dog used to do that.
It's weird. It's weird, Bodhi. Just relax.
Might be thirsty.
He has a full bowl of water downstairs, although he's probably, like, not wanting to go downstairs. What? So he's, like, making a pool of his drool and then, like, licking it, like, that's idiotic.
It's like Molly. She's hungry.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, no. He turned into a shark or an octopus. This is going to descend quickly into madness, complete and utter madness. Yeah. It's a big dog. It's like a full-blooded German Shepherd.
Oh,
well, they do that. They don't lick anything.
Although one thing that I do have to say is when I take him out for a walk, like people literally, I have not felt so powerful as when I'm taking this dog out for a walk. Like I've had, like the other day, we just got outside. We were walking down the sidewalk. This guy, this big bulky guy, was getting out of his car after parking and literally got back into his car. He was like, whoa, man. He was like, I'm not getting out until that thing passes. And I'm guessing he was talking about the dog. But
could have been you. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you know, you assume it's the dog.
I assume it's pretty intimidating.
That's true.
But I feel quite powerful.
Yeah, I like German Shepherds. They're nice dogs.
Walking this thing around. He's completely trained, so he's good. He's good. Ah, man. All right, guys. I'm going to get off here and do some storyboard stuff.
So we're playing till the end?
What?
We're playing till the end.
Yeah, play to the end. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like another hour. You guys can make it. You guys can power through it and just get this thing done.
Yep.
I think Stanton's already done it. You've already played it, right?
Yes.
Yep. Stanton powered through it.
Good. I think I'm going to start back over from scratch and just do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. You have to, Walter. Yeah. I mean, it's only like a couple, like 2.5 hours of your time.
I think
you guys can totally do that. You guys can totally do that. Yeah.
It's worth it.
All right.
Okay.
Adios, sounds guys. Good. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye. Beautiful.
Bye.
Bye.